We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Tefilas Arvis, Halacha Gimel. It's page 466, right-hand column. We're starting the halacha today. This halacha is one of the very few in Likutei Halachos that's based on chapter 52 in Likutei Moran, Chelek Aleph. This is the famous chapter that's called Haneor Balayla, where Rabbeinu Zal revealed the topic of hispoidedus at night, specifically a person having hispoidedus at night when they're in a place that's where the person has complete privacy. And this chapter on Likutei Moran is very unique, very, very special. And this halacha in Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal connects what's presented there to the concept of tefilas arvis. Inyan tefilas arvis reshus, al pi hamaymar haneor balayla. Hareze mischayev benafshoi, besimen nun beis, ayin shom heitev heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, look it over very, very well. Look over the Likutei Moran very well before you do this halacha. There, Rabbeinu Zal says, kiyesh apikursim. Now he's quoting from Likutei Moran basically. Kiyesh apikursim shoimrim shehoilam hu mechuyuv hametzius chas v'shalom. There are apikursim, an apikoros is a person who doesn't have the proper faith in Hashem and or tzaddikim. There are apikursim who claim that the world is chiyuv hametzius, meaning that the world had to exist. Hashem had to create the world. The world had to be. There was no other option. Aval be'emes ha'olam hu efshari hametzius. Rabbeinu Zal said that that's not true. The world was efshari hametzius. The world could have been created. Hashem could have created and could have not created. Rak, achar shenetzlu nishmois Yisrael. However, once Hashem went ahead with conceiving and creating the Jewish people, the souls of the Jewish people, kvar hoya muchrich kaviyoch Hashem Yisborach livro yesoilam v'chol hashabo b'shvil Yisrael. From that point, Hashem was compelled to create the world and everything in it for the sake of Yisrael, for the sake of Bnei Yisrael. Ki hakol nivra b'shvilenu. Because everything in this world that we exist in and all the other worlds was created for us, for Bnei Yisrael. Nimtza, she'achshov she'nimtzoim nishmois Yisrael bo'ilam, bevadai ho'ilam hu mechuyev hametzius. So therefore, now that Klal Yisrael exists, the world is chiyuv hametzius. The world has to exist. Umizeh bo to'usam v'apikursus shalem. And this is the basis of their mistake and their apikursus. Aval be'emes koidim shenetzlo nishmas Yisrael hoya ho'ilam efshri hametzius. Whereas the truth is that before the world was created, it was completely optional. Hashem could have created and could have not created. Rak tekev shenetzlu nishmas Yisrael. However, as soon as the neshamos of Yisrael were conceived and created, tekev chutzrich Hashem Yisborach livro Yisrael b'shvilam kanal. Then, from that point on, immediately, Hashem was compelled to create the world for Bnei Yisrael. V'alkein, achar shenivru nishmos Yisrael, oz ha'olam hu bebechinas mechuyev hametzius. Therefore, once neshamos Yisrael were created and exist, from that point on, the world is referred to as chiyuv hametzius, must exist. Validesh. Now, okay. Now, Rav Nosson Zal gives us the second piece of this. Validesh she Yisrael oisim retzoino Yisborach v'nechlolim boi. And when Klal Yisrael is zoche to do what Hashem wants us to do, and thereby we become one with Hashem, shebishul ze nivra kol hoylam, this is the purpose for which the world was created, for everyone to fulfill Rotzayin Hashem. So Klal Yisrael becomes nichlal in Hashem, v'alidei ze nichlal kol hoylam im nafshos Yisrael b'Hashem Yisborach. And through Klal Yisrael, everyone else and everything else in the world becomes nichlal with Hashem. שהוא יספורך הוא מחייב המציאס. והשם, השם is חייב המציאס. השם must exist. ואז נעשה כל העולם מחויב המציאס. And if the whole world plugs in properly with השם, then the entire world becomes חייב המציאס. וזהו, and Rabbein Azal goes on to explain there, in that chapter on Likut Imran, he ties this into a mission in Perkei Avos. Haneir balaylo, hareze mischayev benafshoi. The last words in the Mishnah there are that the person is mischayev benafshoi. The pshat in that Mishnah means that the person is worthy of a death penalty, chas v'shalom. It's talking about a person who's walking and not connecting to the Torah, etc. Rabbein Azal interprets that Mishnah differently. He gives a drosh on that Mishnah, and Rabbein Azal concludes harez mischayev, that by a person following the advice in that chapter in the Kutumran, the person becomes mischayev benafshoi. That person becomes part of the chiyuv hametzius. His nefesh becomes so one with Hashem that he becomes chiyuv hametzius like Hashem kaviyochol. Just like Hashem is chiyuv hametzius, Hashem must exist, he becomes part of that. Ayin shom heitev. Study that chapter in the Kutumran well. And now Rab Nosson Zal, in explaining tefilas arvis, is going to tie us into that Torah. V'zeh b'chinas tefilas arvis reshus. This is connected to what the Gemara says, according to one opinion, that davening ma'ariv is optional. And now listen carefully, because every line here, every sentence is going to be a piece of a puzzle. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us, and each piece of information is going to be solid. He's going to give us A, B, C, D through Z. And in the end, you're going to, everything is going to be perfectly clear. Number one, Ki Yaakov tikein tefilas arvis. We know that Yaakov Avinu is the one who founded the tefila of Ma'ariv. Ki hatefila hi bechinas chidish ha'olam. Kemavur umuvan bedivrei Rabbein Azal bekama makoymois. Tefila is a concept of chidish ha'olam. Tefila creates the world anew, or it renews the world. Ki hatefila hi achduso yisborach, because tefila is one with Hashem. Bibichinas, and now Rav Nosson Zal quotes a pasuk. This concept actually comes from Likut Imran. This statement that tefila is one with Hashem, and Rabbeinu Zal bases it on the following pasuk: Hu tehiloscha v'hu elokecha. Hashem is your praise, and Hashem is your Hashem. He is your praise, and He is your Hashem. This pasuk puts these two things together. Tehila, praise, is another word for tefila, and Elokecha is Hashem. We're being told here that when a person is in a state of tefila, proper tefila, that person is one with Hashem, because tefila is oneness with Hashem. V'hadibur shel hatefila hu b'chinas dvar Hashem. And the words of tefila that a person speaks are the words of Hashem. She'al yodoi nasu shamayim v'oretz, which the Torah tells us, that's what actually created heaven and earth, dvar Hashem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, bedvar Hashem shamayim nasu ubaruach piv kol tzvom. Kimavur bedivrei Rabbein Azal b'makom achar, as Rabbein Azal explains in another Torah. V'zeh bechinas, and this is why when we start davening, when we're about to begin the Shmon Esrei, we say, Hashem sfosai tiftoch, Hashem, open my lips. She'oimrim koidom ha'tfila, ki hadibur shel ha'tfila hu dvar Hashem kanal. Person would say, hold on, what are you talking about? Hashem is Hashem and I'm me. When Hashem is talking, He'll open His lips. If I'm talking, what are you mixing Hashem in here for? By us making this statement, Hashem sfosai tiftoch, what we're saying is that these words of tefillah that I'm going to be speaking, Hashem is going to be saying them through me. And through tefillah, I, Hashem, and the tefillah are one. We are becoming a oneness. And that's the concept of dveikus in tefillah. When we talk about dveikus, a person feeling a deep, whole attachment with Hashem. Rabbein Azal says in a chapter in the Likut Imran that there are different levels in tefillah. And Rabbein Azal says the one level of tefillah is that a person is speaking to Hashem. It's the two of us in the room, Hashem and me, and I'm devoting the majority of my attention to what I'm saying. And unfortunately, some of my mind is in 12,000 other different places. Then we get to the very religious guy who's worked on himself to become almost a malach. And he's able to focus 99.9% of his attention on the words of tefillah. He's concentrating and he's blocking out just about everything else. It's only Hashem and me, and I'm talking to Hashem. And nothing else is going on at the time on my screen. Rabbeinu Zal says, that's level one. There's a level higher than that, where a person is davening with such an attachment to Hashem that it's not two of us in the room. There's only one of us, Hashem. I nullify myself to such a point. I am feeling such a kesher with Hashem that it's not me and Hashem, it's one. A level of dveikus in tefillah. Because again, Rabbeinu Zal is telling you, the words are the words of Hashem. It's not your words. The words are Dvar Hashem. And Hashem says about himself that Hashem is one with tefillah. Hu tehilascha v'hu elekecha. Hashem is one with tefillah. So if you are able to negate all of your gashmius, all of your shtuyot, and even your ruch, everything, if you are able to negate yourself completely, that there is no me. If somebody would pinch me, I wouldn't feel anything because my mind is in a complete... I'm not there. There's a story with one of Rabbeinu Zal's Talmidim, Rab Naftali Zal, that he was once davening mincha in a house and a fire broke out in the house. And it wasn't Rab Naftali Zal's house. And the host was running around screaming, move it, get this, take that out, blah, blah, blah. And then a few minutes later, they noticed Rav Naftali Zal was still standing there davening mincha. And he finished his mincha, came out of it, and they got him to go out of the house. And then afterwards, the owner went over to him to apologize for how he carried on, you know, the scream. He said, what? I didn't hear any scream. I didn't hear it. And he realized that he really didn't hear. He didn't hear. He had no idea. He was in the middle of Shmon Esrei. He was not there. Now, we know there's the opposite side of this. There's in a humorous form, Reb Levi Yitzchak Barditcher Zal, it's told, once went over to somebody in the shul after Shmon Esrei, and he gave him a big Shalom Aleichem. And this person looked like surprised, you know, I'm not coming, I've been here, I haven't been traveling, I've been in town. He said, no, I didn't mean, I know, but you were davening Shmon Esrei, and I felt that you were traveling to all kinds of different places. You were analyzing your business in Odessa and the family's affair that's coming up in Cherka, you know. So you made this whole gigantic trip. I figured I'd give you a Shalom Aleichem for coming back. Rachman al-Sam, that's one side of the coin. That's one extreme. The other extreme is where the person is not there, meaning that he's with Hashem. He becomes so with Hashem that it's not two of us anymore. It's one. And Rabbeinu Zal says this in Likut Imran, that there is such a metzias, there is such a possibility. Nimtza, shehatfilo hi bechinas chidish oilam, bechinas dvar Hashem. If we say that Hashem created the world with dvar Hashem, and if we say tefillah is dvar Hashem, then when I'm involved in tefillah, I'm involved in creating the world. I'm involved in chidish oilam. V'al kein tefillah sarvis reshus. Now we could understand why the Gemara says such a strange thing. You don't find this just about by any item of Yiddishkeit in the Gemara, where the Gemara will say, this is optional. There's no optionals in Yiddishkeit. Everything is, you know, do it. Do it or don't do it. What's this optional? The answer is tefillas arvis is yes, reshus. Ki hizgalus habriya hu bechinas oir. Because when the world was created, when the world came into being, that's the concept of light. Bebechinas, as we find on page 1 in the Torah, Vayomer lekim yehi oir. Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light. V'koidem habriya, if that's what creation is, if creation is light, then before creation is choshech, darkness. V'koidem habriya hi bechinas choshech. Before creation is darkness. Ki koidem habriya efsher lahasig, because what was before creation is just about impossible for us to understand, to conceive and understand. V'al kein nikra bechinas choshech, that's why it's called choshech. Choshech me oimek hamusog, not because there's no light there, but because it's so deep. when we talk about something that's so deep, that's such a bright light, that when you would look at it, you would see nothing. You could, like a person looking directly at the sun, they see darkness, they see black, because it's so bright a light that our kelim for processing light can't handle it. So to us, it appears as darkness. Bechinas, as the Zohar Kodesh and Arizal say, on the bracha that we make every morning, Yoitzer Oyer Uvoyre Choyshech Oyse Shalom Uvoyre Sakoel. The Zohar Kodesh asks a question. Those that have certain basic knowledge of Kabbalah know that there are four worlds: Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. We know that the Olam HaYetzira is below the Olam HaBria. And we know that usually when it comes to Ruchnius, we always say Malin Bakoidish. You start from the bottom and you work your way up. So the question is here, it seems to be upside down. Yoitzer is called Oyer. Boire, which is a world above Yoitzer, is called Choshech. What's going on? Kemoy She'isa Bekavonas, as the Arizal explains, She'yitzira Nikra Oyer, the Oylam HaYitzira, the world of the angels, is referred to as light. Ubria, the Olam HaBria, which is the world of the throne of Hashem, which is higher than that, is called Choshech. Machmas Shebria Lemala MiYitzira, because Bria is above Yitzira, Ve'i'ef Sher LaHasik Sham. We cannot conceive, we cannot understand Bria at all. It's so far above our understanding. Alkei Nikra Choshech, that's why it's referred to as darkness, Me Oimek HaMusav, because of the depth of understanding. It's so deep that it's totally dark. It's to us, we're in the dark from it. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Yoshes Choshech Sisroi. Sisroi, the secrets of Hashem, the hidden aspects of Hashem, are established in darkness. V'alkein, Gam b'shas habriyo, borach Hashem yisborach ha-choshech koydim lo'oyer. And this is why when Hashem started the process of creation, He created darkness before light. As the Gemara says, b'reishech ha-shoycha v'hoda no'oyer, first darkness, then light. Ki ha-choshech shekodam lo'oyer merameis al koydim habriyo. The darkness that preceded the light is a remez to the concept of what came before creation, which is Bechinas Yoshes Choshech Sisroi, that Hashem's hiddenness is in dark. Hashem's secrets, the Seisa, this is, are in darkness. Ve'oz bebechinas Choshech, bebechinas Koidem Abriya, dahainu Koidem Shenetzel Nishmas Yisrael, oz hayo ha'olam bechinas Efshari Hamatzias. And then, when that state of darkness existed, the darkness of before creation, which is before the Jewish neshamos were conceived even, then the world was still in the state of Efshari Hametzius. Me'achar Shadayin lo nivru neshamos Yisrael k'nal, because the Jewish neshamos had not yet come into being. V'ze b'chinas tfilas arvis reshus. This is what the Gemara is alluding to when it says the tefillah of Ma'ariv, the nighttime tefillah, the tefillah of darkness, is Rishus. Ki ha-tefillah hi bechinas b'riyas ha'olam, because tefillah is creating the world. Ki ha-tefillah yesh lo shoyresh lamala, because our tefillah here has its roots, it has way, way above. Ki gam Hashem yisborach mispalel, because the Gemara tells us that Hashem himself davens. How do we know that Hashem davens? It's a pasuk. V'haviyosim el harkotshi v'simachtim b'veis tefilosi. I will have them rejoice in my house of prayer, my tefillah. The Gemara says it doesn't say beis tefilosam, their house of prayer. It says beis tefilosi. And the Gemara even asks, what is Hashem's tefillah? And the Gemara gives an example of one of Hashem's tefillahs. Yehi rotzon sheyich b'shu rachmi eskasi, etc. V'oz bi'arvis, oz ha'tfilo hi b'chinas reshus, b'chinas efshri ha'metzias. Now, at night time, our tfila is in the form of reshus, this concept of efshri ha'metzias. Ki adayin ein choyv v'chas v'shon livro yisoylam. Because at that time of the darkness that preceded creation, the darkness that preceded all the light, at that time, the world did not have to be created. It didn't have to be created. It didn't have to be in existence. Me'achar shegam nishmos Yisrael atayin lo nivru, because the neshamas of Klal Yisrael had not yet been created. V'alkein Yaakov tikein tefilas arvis. And this is why Yaakov Avinu specifically is associated with this tefillah of Ma'ariv. Ki Yisroel olo b'machshavo tchila. Because the Gemara tells us that Yisroel was the first conception of Hashem. They were in Hashem's mind before Hashem decided about any kind of creation. Kamei shekosuv, bereishis, bora. In the beginning, Hashem created, and it says, "Bishvil Yisroel shenikru reishis," for the sake of Yisroel, Klal Yisroel, who are called reishis. Nimtza shereishis hamachshava shel habriya hoya Yisroel. So the Gemara is telling us that Hashem's first thought about creation was Klal Yisroel. V'oz bebechinas reishis hamachshava hoya ha'olam efshri hametzias kanal. At that point in time, the world was still. Maybe was still optional. Me'achar shadayin lo nivru nishmas Yisrael, because the neshamas had not yet been created. Rak she'ola b'machshava. It's just that kaviyochel Hashem conceived of them. He conceived a concept of neshamas of Yisrael. V'hoyo hadavor b'ritzayno yisborach. This was with it was in Hashem's desire, in his rotzayn. V'alkein oz b'tchilas habriya. Dahainu kishe'ola Yisrael b'machshava tchila. And therefore, at that point in time, at the beginning of creation and before creation, when Hashem was first conceiving the concept of Nishmas Yisroel, the world was still in a state of Efshri Hametzius. V'alkein Yaakov tikein tefilas arvis shirasushus. Now we get to why Yaakov Avinu specifically was the one who was masaking this tefilah of Meir, which is Rishus. Ki reishis hamachshava i'efshar lahasig, because kaviyochel Hashem's first machshava, the beginning of Hashem's machshava, is something that we cannot conceive. V'ulbechinas choishech me'oimek hamusug. To us, it's total darkness because of its depth. V'shom adayin ha'olam b'bechinas efshari hametzius, and in that place. The world is still Efshri Hametzius. V'alkein Shom HaTfilo Hi BeBechinas Rishus. And therefore the Tfilo over there is also Bechinas Efshari. It's Rishus. It's optional. Ki Kaviyochel Adayin Ein Choyvo Ledaber Divrei Tfilo. It is not yet obligation to speak words of Tfilo. Shem Bechinas Bedvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. Our words of Tfilo, which are creating the world. It is not yet, it's not yet muchrot that we should create the world. Ki adayin hoilam hu efshari emetzis, Bechinas Rishus, because at that point in time, everything is still optional. Everything is still maybe. Ki adayin loy nivru Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael had not yet been created. Rak she'ola b'machshava kanal. It entered Hashem's mind. It began in Hashem's mind. V'alkein bo'es shemaschil lehizgalis p'chinas Yaakov, oz hatfilo hi rishus, p'chinas tfilas arvis rishus. And that's why it's when the b'china of Yaakov Avinu is starting to be revealed, that at that point in time, the tfilah is still rishus. Aval acharkach shetiken Yaakov tfilas arvis, but once Yaakov Avinu was mesaken tfilas arvis, v'nizgalu neshamas Yisrael, and the neshamas of Yisrael were brought into existence, ki balaylo nivroim neshamas Yisrael, because we know it's during the night time that the neshamas of Klal Yisrael are created, bebechinas chadoshim labekorim, as the pasuk says, every morning there's new, there's the new results from the night. V'alkein ba'oyer boiker shemizgala oyer abriya. Therefore, when the sun comes up in the morning, and the bria is the light of creation is revealed, ki ikar habriya hi b'chinas oyer kanal, because the beginning of the essence of creation is light. Alkein oz hatfila hi b'chinas choiva. At that point, the tefila is choiv. It's obligation. Ki oz kishikvar nizgalu nishmois Yisroel. Because once the neshamas of Yisrael came into existence, now it became obligatory for Hashem to speak and to create the worlds with his Dvar Hashem. Therefore, Oz hatfilo shidvar Hashem hi bechinas choiva. At that point in time, the tefila, which is Dvar Hashem, is in the state of choiva. Ki kaviyochel Hashem Yisborach mechuyev ledaber, because at that from that point in time Hashem is obligated to speak. Bechinas tefillah, which is tefillah, which is bechinas dvar Hashem, velivro Yisrael, and to create the world, bishvil Yisrael, for the sake of Yisrael. Shehakol nivro bishvil Yisrael, because everything was created for the sake of Yisrael. V'alkein, ein lehoumois, shehim Yishmoel v'esov, achizo, rak b'Avram v'Yitzchok. And this is why the secular world, the 70 nations, which are led by Yishmoel and Esav, they have no connection to Kedusha other than through Avram Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu. Ki ikara achizosom humi hakfiras kiyadua. Because their main connection is to kfira, to the absence of faith, or lack of faith, or deficiency in faith. Ki achizosom me'asitra achra, shenikra kelacher kfiras. Because their achiza, their connection is from the other side, which is called kel acher, which is kfira. Versus Hashem Echod, lahavdil. Ve'ikra kfira su apikursus anal. And the main kfira is based on this apikursus that we're discussing. Shemahapchem divrei lekim chayim, where they twist the truth. Ve'oimrim shechas v'sholem hoylem humachiv hamitzias. They say that the world has to exist. Ve'toze nimshach v'nishtal shelohem machma shebe'emes ha'oylem. Their mistake, we said, is based on the fact that it's true. The world is in a state of Chiyuv HaMetzius, but that's only now, after the Neshamos of Yisrael were created. So therefore, their achiza, they're connecting to Chiyuv HaMetzius, which means they're connecting to Achar HaBriya. They're connecting to after the Neshamas were conceived and everything. It were created. Achar Shenivru Neshamas Yisrael, Shoz Naso, Heilamai De Nishmas Yisrael, Bechinas Mechiv HaMetzius, where the world at that point went into a state of Chiyuv HaMetzius because of the Neshamas Yisrael. Vaidezeh Nimshach V'Nishtal Shel Apikursus V'Toa Shelahem. This is the source of their Apikursus, their mistake. Aval B'Shoyresh Nishmas Yisrael Lamala B'Sharoshom, Ein lohem achizo klal. Whereas in the Shoyresh Nishmas Yisrael, in the place of origin of from where the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael originate, there they have no connection at all. Kishom ho'olam adayin efshuri hametzius. Because there, at that point of origin, everything is still efshuri hametzius. Ve'ein lohem shum achizo sham, and therefore they have no connection there. V'alkein be'yakov. Ein lehem shum achiza. And this is why in Yaakov Avinu, the Sitra Achra has no achiza. There was no Esav. There was no Yishmoel in his children. Ki Yisroel olo b'machshova tchila. Because we're told, which Rav Nosson quoted earlier, Yisroel olo b'machshova tchila. The word Yisroel refers to the Jewish people, that the Jewish people were the original concept of Hashem, and the word Yisroel also refers to Yaakov Avinu. That's his name, Yisroel. Ki gam ikar kedushas Avram v'Yitzchok hu rak bechinas Yisroel shehu kolol mishloish avos. Because the ikar kedusha of Avram Yitzchok Avinu is Yaakov Avinu, is Yisroel, who is the combination of all three. V'shom ikar klolius kedushas hashloish avos. That's where the kedusha of all three forefathers comes together. It comes together in Yaakov Avinu. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ki be Yitzchok yikorei lecho zora. Hashem said to Avram Avinu, in Yitzchok, from Yitzchok, will come forth your true children, your true seed. And the Gemara Darshans, it doesn't say may it from Yitzchok, it says be Yitzchok. Be implies not the whole, some of the whole. Be, like babayit, you know, ha kisei shili babayit, it doesn't mean that my chair is the house. It means there's a house with a lot of rooms. Somewhere in the house is my chair. When we say ki be Yitzchok yichor lazara, we mean Yitzchok Vino is going to have children. From within his children, there's going to be one of them that's going to be lechozor. That's going to be your true child, Avraham Avinu. So we see that Yaakov Avinu is the real essence of Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Ki ha'ikar hu Yisroel, shol ha'machshav atchila. V'ze b'chinas, this is why the pasuk says, v'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, v'achar kach, v'af es brisi Yitzchok, v'af es brisi Avram Eskor. Hashem says, I'm going to remember my covenant with Yaakov Avinu, and also the covenant with Yitzchok, and also the covenant with Avraham. Nimtza shetchilas hamachshava haya Yisrael. So therefore, the tchilas hamachshava is Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael. Va'oz hayoylam efshri hamatzias. And at that point in time, the world was still efshri hamatzias. Bechinas tfilas arvis rishus. Shehi tfilas Yaakov. V'shom ein lohem adayin shum achiza kanal. And over there, the sitrachra has no connection at all. It has no achiza at all. In that koidem habriya. However, as soon as Klal Yisrael was conceived by Hashem, and the neshamos of Klal Yisrael started to come into existence, from that point on, the world shifted into a state of chiyuv hametzius. Ve'oz kishenivru Avram ve'Yitzchok shekulam lo nivru rak b'shvil Yisrael. And then, when Avram Avinu was created, and then Yitzchok Avinu was created, whereby all of them were created to get to the finish line, to get to the tachlis, which was Yaakov Avinu Yisrael. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, Novi koi Omar Hashem el beis Yaakov asher podo es Avraham. Hashem speaks to the Beis Yaakov, who were the ones who redeemed Avram Avinu. And the Gemara, K'may Shomer Azal B'Medrash, as the Gemara says over there, that it was, again, Yaakov Avinu was the saving grace of Avram Avinu. Va'oz ha'oilam hu b'chines mechuyev hametzius kanal. At that point already, the world is chiyev hametzius. Me'achar shekvar nizgale b'chines nishmas Yisrael kanal, because the neshamas of Klal Yisrael have already come into being. V'alkein oz b'yoyim Bayoim shehu ikra bria, and that's why by day, when the day begins after the night, which is the real creation, oz hatfila hi choiv kanal. Then the tefillah of shachris, that's already choiv. Veze bechinas behi borom, and this is also what the Torah means when it says ele toildos hashemayim v'horetz. This is the story of the creation of heaven and earth, behi borom, when they were created. And the Gemara darshins, the word behi borom is the letters be Avraham, ki bereshis bora. Because as we said earlier, Hashem created for the sake of reshis, b'shvil Yisroel, shenikra reshis, sholom ha'machshava tchila, they were Hashem's first thought. Oz, bora Hashem. That's when Hashem created. Ze b'chines efshri hametzius. Still in the state of Efshri Hametzius. Aval achar kach, Shekvar Ol Yisrael b'machshava, after Klal Yisrael was already conceived, v'netzel nishmas Yisrael, and the neshamas of Yisrael were brought into existence, oz nemar, eile toldos hashamayim v'oretz, behi borom, that this is the story of heaven and earth when they were created, behi borom daika, Rav Nosson Zal says, ze b'chinas mechuyev hametzius. The word behi borom is a very definitive statement. When they were created, meaning at this point, they're already chiyuv hametzius. They must exist. Ki achar kach nasa hoylam b'chinas mechuyev hametzius b'shvil Yisrael. Because after the Jewish neshamas were created, at that point, Hashem locked the world into existence, that now it has to exist as an arena for Klal Yisrael. Voz bayoyim hahu, Vos bayoim hu tfilas Avraham veYitzchok sheyotzu achar Yaakov, and that's why by daytime we start with shachris and mincha, which are the tfilos of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu, who came after Yaakov. Again, in what way? Because we said Yisroel olah b'machshav atchila. Hashem's first thought was not Avraham. Hashem's first thought was Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, the Tachlis. Just like when a person builds a house, we always say this in Lachadoidi Friday night, Soif Maisa b'machshava tchila. When a person wants to move in, live in a house, the first picture that comes into their mind is the final picture. Have the garden with the driveway, with the this, that. Then they go back to scratch, and they start to figure out, oh, now we need an architect, now we're going to need an engineer, now we're going to need water lines, now we're going to need... But the first thought is the end. Soif ma'aseh b'machshava tchila, which in our case is Yaakov Avinu, Yisroel. That's tfilas arvis, which is Yaakov Avinu, which is the opening tfila, it's koidem abriya, but it's also the end. He was the final result. K'moy shekosev, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Hanavi, Koi Omar Hashem Boiracho Yaakov. So this is the word of Hashem, your creator, Yaakov Avinu. Oilami, Oilami, my world, my world. Mi bro'acho, who created you? Yisrael. This is tying into what Rav Nosson Zal is saying here. That again, Yaakov, Yisrael, is what's all about Machshava Tchila. He represents the beginning. He represents before Chiyuv Hamatzius, when everything is still Efshri Hamatzius. And that's why it's nighttime, it's darkness. It refers to the darkness that preceded creation. Or at best, the darkness at the opening gun of creation. V'alkein oz bayoim shekvar nizgalo nishmas Yisrael, and therefore by day, after the neshamas of Klal Yisrael were already came into existence, oz hatfila bebchinas choiva. Now the tefila is chiyuv. V'alkein shom yesh achiza lahaumais, and there the other nations of the world do have an achiza. They do have a connection. Ki ikar achizosa misham. Their main connection comes from achar habriya, from chiyuv hametzius. Ki be'emes ikar shleimus hatfila hi bayoyim daika. Because Rav Nosson is saying the real truth is that the ikar shleimus hatfila is by day. Ki be'emes ze ikar shleimus kishoilam hu b'chinas mechuyev hametzius. Because the real shleimus is when we get to a point where the world is yes chiyuv hametzius, where the world is definitely going to exist. Dahainu kishashem yisborach oise ritzoin Yisrael. That we're talking about when Hashem fulfills the will and the needs of Klal Yisrael, and Hashem creates the world and sustains the world for us, as if Hashem had to do it, as if it couldn't be any other way. This is the concept of the world becoming Chiyuv HaMetzius for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Ubevadai ze ikar hashleimus. That certainly is the tachlis. That's the shleimus. Ve'ikar kavonas habriyah hoyu b'shvil ze. And that was the main intention in Hashem going ahead and creating kedei shiyah nichlal ho'olam achar kach b'chiyuv hametzius al yedei Yisrael kanal. Said the world, the entire world, the trees, the birds, everything, should be nichlal and chiyuv hametzius through Klal Yisrael. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over the Likutei Moran, by a Jew eating and drinking and connecting and interacting with every item in this world, he's mekasher them to Chiyuv HaMetzius. Ayin Shom, look over there on the Likutei Moran. Afal Pikein, Achshov Yesh Lohem Achiza Mebchina Zudaika. However, unfortunately, now, from this concept of Chiyuv HaMetzius, that's where all the other nations are able to connect. Mebchinas Achar Habriya. After Hashem went ahead and created the neshamas of Yisrael, then the world is in a state of chiyuv hametzius. And that's where the goyim come up with this apikursus and shtus, thinking that the world from its inception had to exist. There was no other option. Because Hashem created the world in such a way that there should be room for error. There should be room for mistakes. That there should be bechira, free choice. A person can choose to believe in the right thing or not. Whereas in the concept of Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael, which is Olam Machshava Tchila, there they have no kesher at all. Ki be'emes, kishenetzlo nishmas Yisrael b'machshava tchila, because when the Jewish neshamas were first being conceived, the world was in a state of efshuri hametzius, uberetzoinoi hatoiv hetzel nishmas Yisrael, and Hashem, out of His goodwill, out of His desire to give and to show chesed, went ahead and conceived and created the neshamas of Yisrael. And then he went ahead with creating the rest of the world for the sake of Bnei Yisrael. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. Rav Nosson Zal adds one unusual line here. Hashem hatoiv yechaper, Hashem hatoiv yechaper, Hashem who is kind should forgive me, Hashem who is kind should forgive me, ki hadvorim nechoinim ma'oid, because what we're saying here is very clear and very true for one who will understand it properly with sincere truth and faith.